Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. After he did the same thing with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. Somebody say, all you can eat buffet. Someone said, Pastor, you had me at buffet. Verse 12, after everyone was full, you know what I like about this? Your full is not my full. I eat with Pastor Mandy a lot, and she eats like a bird, little salads, asparagus, little broccoli. I'm ordering three appetizers and two desserts and five-course meal. No, I want an eight-course meal. Your full is different than my full. So everyone ate until they were full. Which leads me to this question, church. How hungry are you today? Is a little appetizer going to do it for you? Or are you saying, God, I want everything you have? After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, now gather the leftovers. Then there's five words, three that we're going to hone in on, so that nothing is wasted. Our series for the next 4 weeks is Nothing Wasted. God redeems every season, every scar, and every surrender. Turn to your neighbor and tell him we're not wasting anything. Amen. You may be seated. Some of us have walked into 2026 or into this season carrying leftovers. How many of you like leftovers? Just make a little noise. My brother loves leftovers. I don't like leftovers. Once it hits the microwave or once it hits the refrigerator, I'm not the one. I like everything to be fresh. But my brother, he'll eat on leftovers. He's eating on Thanksgiving dinner or Thanksgiving dinner on into December, y'all. And I might make one turkey sandwich Thanksgiving night. But once it goes in the refrigerator, your boy's done. But some of us are living. We're carrying leftovers, leftover prayers. Leftover dreams, leftover faith, moments that we thought would matter more than they did. Boy, I've been there a few times where something happened and you thought it would be more meaningful than it really was. Years that we thought would look different by now. And if we're honest, there are parts of our story that we've quietly labeled, well, that was a waste of time. Waste of time, wasted relationships. How many, and I'll say this very nicely in 2026, and I won't use the words the young people use, but how many of you dated a lot of people? Oh, no hands went up. Come on now. I'll put both hands up. Brother David way over here said amen as he was walking away with both hands up. And notice he's there and Judy's here, praise God. He's a smart man. He's going up the stairs now. I was in a three-year relationship coming out of high school with an absolute, we're live streaming, right? Not a good person. And I thank you for that. I look back and I say, boy, did I waste a lot of time. Wasted a lot of resources. Here in the last 23 years now, almost since I've been married, none of my time with Mandy has been wasted, but for my adult life, I look at a lot of seasons and things that were offered to me, and I say, man, I waste a lot of opportunities. Lots of wasted pain. But through this series, Jesus is going to confront the lie of waste, that nothing is wasted. In John 6, one of the greatest public miracles ever recorded in Scripture, after the crowd was fed, after everyone had more than enough, Jesus does something so unexpected for the God of the universe, all God, all man, in this moment. He has fed 20,000 people, 5,000 men and all of their families. He has fed them until all of them are full. Remember, full is subjective. He has fed them until they said, we don't need any more. And then Jesus could have been carried out on the shoulders of his disciples in a celebratory moment, but Jesus stops in that moment and says, hey, before we move on, he says, there's some stuff left over. Don't waste it. Go gather it because it's important. Usually leftovers are not the best part. When you cut into that ham, you're getting the best ham first. When you cut into that turkey, you're getting the best turkey. When you're eating chicken wings, I don't know if you're a leg person or a wing person, but I'm getting those legs first. We tend to leave what we don't want to the end. That way, if we're not hungry, we won't eat that part. But here Jesus does something so significant that we bypass in this story. He says, every part of what I have given is important. I would say it like this in 2026, church. Everything that God has allowed is important. The pain you go through is not from Jesus. Jesus does not come to give pain. He said, I've come to give life and life in abundance, but the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so if the enemy has ravaged your life and you say, I have nothing left, Jesus is looking at pieces that are scattered. And just because they're not together and they're scattered, we say it's waste. But God said, no, if you'll bring me everything together, he said, I can build and make something out of what you have left over. He doesn't move on to the next miracle. He stops and he speaks. Today, Jesus has stopped and he is speaking to us today about leftovers and the wasted, or what we think are wasted moments of our life. Verse 12, he says, after everyone was full, Jesus tells his disciples, gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. This tells us something about the heart of God, church. Jesus is not just a God of multiplication. He is a God of preservation and restoration. He doesn't just care about what he gives you. He cares about what you've been through to get what he gives you. So don't waste it. He gave you something great in 2022, and just because it hasn't happened in 2026 and you say, I don't have, you went through something to get that. So don't discard it so easy. He doesn't just celebrate the miracle. While people are saying, did you see what Jesus did? He's telling Peter and he's telling Andrew and he's telling all of his disciples, hey, make sure you get those baskets, get all these fragments. We're going to do something with what is left over. He gathers the fragments. And if Jesus took time to collect leftovers after feeding thousands of people, hear me clearly, church, he has not forgotten one piece of your story. Pieces that we have tried to move beyond, pieces that we have tried to forget as much as we can. And Jesus said, no, I want the ugly pieces. I want every piece of your life. And this is a Jeremiah moment for someone, for God to put you on the potter's wheel. But if he's going to put you on the potter's wheel, you've got to bring every piece you have to Jesus. And so don't hide them and don't discount them and say, God could never use that. No, God wants every piece of your story. Don't tear out chapters just because you don't like how it reads. There are people in this room today that God has delivered you from drug addiction. And 15 years ago, last night, you would have been in a strip club either throwing dollar bills or earning dollar bills. But look at what the Lord has done. But one thing that the enemy loves to do is he wants you to shut up about that. But if God saved you from the stripper pole, you ought to tell everybody, if God can do that, imagine what he can do in your life. Do not censor your testimony. Every piece is important to God, and so every piece deserves to be shared to anybody that God puts in front of us. Every piece. He has not forgotten one piece of your story, not one tear you cried, not one prayer you prayed that you thought was unanswered, not one season that felt unproductive or painful or silent. This series is a declaration over this house that nothing in your life has been wasted. Not the delay, not the detour, not the disappointment, not the breaking. What you thought disqualified you, God is about to use. What you thought discredited you, God is about to redeem. What you thought was the end, it's only been preparation to get us to this point. Hallelujah. This is the season where God gathers the fragments. This is the season where testimonies come out of the leftovers. You just heard Pastor Mike tell you, in times where he didn't have anything coming in, he took what was left over and he pre-tithed before the blessing showed up. You know how much it takes, how much faith it takes to tithe? He was pre-tithing before it showed up. God, this is what I need you to do, so this is what I'm going to give. Simple economics. I'm going to give you 10%. What's 30%, 60%, 100% of this? This is what I need. This is what I'm going to give. This is the season where testimonies come out of your leftovers, the season where broken pieces become baskets of overflow. So over the next 4 weeks, we're going to believe boldly, preach prophetically, and declare together. And they're going to put this on the wall behind me. Take a picture and get this in your spirit. My pain had purpose. My delay had destiny. My breaking produced overflow. In Jesus' name, nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. Leave that up so they can take a picture of it. My pain had purpose. My delay had destiny. My breaking produced overflow. In Jesus' name, nothing is wasted. Those 3 years that I dated that girl, that woman, and it didn't work out, it told me what I needed and what I really wanted. And then a few years later, Mandy walks into my life. I don't look at that as wasted, because what if I had not gone through that season and then I married her and I wasn't ready for her and I didn't treat her well and I didn't learn the first time, but those 3 years in the wilderness has brought me to 23 years in the promised land. I am here to tell you, church, nothing you have been through is wasted. Jesus multiplies, then he intentionally, I love this, he preserves the miracle. He preserves the miracle. I don't know, one of you that's smarter, more well-read than me will know this. There is a seed bank somewhere in the world. I think it's over in Switzerland, Greenland, Iceland. I don't know where it's at. David, do you know where it's at? Look it up on your phone and let me know when you get there. Every seed in the world is in this bank. It's behind vaulted doors and closed doors. And what they're saying is, doesn't matter what happens on this earth, there'll always be a seed to produce what was lost. Can I speak prophetically to somebody today? You have been looking around saying, all has gone, all has been lost. But I have come to say to you today, God has a seed bank, praise God. And everything you will need, every fruit, everything that he wants to produce, you find it? Norway, I knew it was one of them over there. Norway, let God be your Norway today. Let God remind you, just because you don't have the seed in your hand doesn't mean that God doesn't have it in his hand. Just because you haven't received the harvest yet doesn't mean that you don't have in your life enough to trigger that harvest in Jesus' name. I love this. Jesus multiplies, then intentionally preserves the miracle. I've preached on this so many times, but God just began to roll through this over the last 7 months of my life, that the miraculous is always a big splash. He feeds 20,000 people, church, and it is an amazing thing. But the greatest part of that revelation is this: if we manage the miracles that God gives us in our life, we won't have to have as many miracles. The Bible says he gives us daily bread. You know, you need a miracle when things are not working on the horizontal plane of your life. Things get crazy and you say, I need a miracle, meaning I need God to step in and do what only he can do. Listen, if God steps in and does only what he can do on February 1st, if we learn how to preserve the fragments and leftovers, you won't be begging for a miracle next week. You will say, God, the miracle you gave me on February 1st, I have learned to manage that miracle. I have saved some of that miracle. I've eaten some of that miracle. I've invested some of that miracle, and it has grown. Therefore, you will not need God to show up and give you a miracle. You just need God to show up every day and give you the grace and the breath to keep living. But you have managed what, that's what he's saying. He multiplied it, but then he intentionally preserves the miracle. God wastes nothing. Nothing is wasted, John 6:12. This moment happens after the miracle. After the miracle. How many of you can just testify, and I want a show of hands in the room. How many of you, the only reason you're sitting here is because of a miracle? I'll raise my hand. The only reason that I'm here is because of a miracle. God kept me. God saved me. God redeemed me. God protected me. God healed me. I'm sitting here because of a miracle. Let's talk about after the miracle. The five loaves have been eaten. They're halfway digested. Two fish have been eaten, halfway digested. 5,000 men, their wives, children, they ate until they were full. Jesus could have moved on, but he stops and he speaks and he gives an instruction. Gather up the fragments. Why? So that nothing is lost. This tells us something about the heart of Jesus. Number one, Jesus notices what others overlook. Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted. How many of you love to host people in your homes? This won't be a lot of hands, but you love to have people over at the house and you love to cook and you love to have a good time. There's a lot of your hands. I'm making mental note of whose house is to show up because you don't want to go to the people that don't want you at their house. But we have gatherings at our house 4 or 5 times a year. And we've got some good friends. And we've got some friends. And we've got some good kids. And we got some great kids. Let me just say it like that because they're sitting here staring a hole in me. The good friends, after the Super Bowl's over, they say one thing that makes them good friends. Hey, can I do anything before I leave? You want some help cleaning up? And then everybody else acts like they're the president of the United States and they got a meeting at 11 o'clock that night and they got to get home for. Everybody's rushing away because they're overlooking what was left over. And here is why they overlooked it. And I've done the same thing, so I'm not casting stones at James, John, Peter, and all of the disciples. Here's why they discredited the fragments, because they weren't all together. You had a crumb here and a crumb here. And a piece of fish here, and a piece of fish here. And they look at it, and when they look at the seed, they don't see the harvest. But Jesus, because listen to this, I love this. Jesus is the one who multiplied it. Jesus knew how much had been eaten, and he knew how much was still left out there in baskets and on the ground and just on people's plates. And so Jesus looked at everything and said, if we got all those fragments together, he said, it would feed somebody for the rest of the year. So he began to say, gather the fragments. You missed it, but I'm going to bring it home right now. Tyler, go to the keyboard. I want to help somebody today. You have discredited in your life everything that God has given you. And you say, God, I need you to do this. And God, I need a miracle in my life. And God, I need you to do a big move. And God said, no, you don't need a big move. You just need to gather up that crumb and you need to get that piece. You need to get every fragment in your life and you need to bring it together. You're going to be surprised how much thing you have and how much what you're praying for you already have, but it's scattered. But Jesus said, I need all 12 disciples to start gathering up everything you can see. Can I encourage you in 2026? It's going to be a great year, not necessarily because God does a new thing or a big thing, which he will. It's going to be a great year because God has given you spiritual vision to see that when I pick up the fragments of my life, when I pick up the small things in my life and I bring it together and put it back in the hand of Jesus, he will multiply it again. Let's go just a little further. Just a little further. Tyler's shocked that I already invited him back up. Fragments, by definition, what's left over, what people assume doesn't matter, what's easy to overlook. Most people would have said, the miracle already happened. Why worry about the leftovers? The miracles or the miraculous causes many of us to devalue the leftovers. Mandy and I, and I will announce this because her dad gives her a hard time about it. Mandy is a good cook when she wants to cook. But I am not. You are so welcome. Our anniversary is in a couple weeks, and so I'm being really good right now. That gift is coming, praise God. 23 years of wisdom, knowing what to say, praise God, publicly, what not to say, how to say it. But she's a good cook when she wants to be. But I'm not one of those guys. Our schedule, we just don't cook at the house a lot. We eat out a lot, which is why I'm built like Humpty Dumpty. But I'm better than I used to be, praise God. Used to be 275. Now I've lost 10 pounds this year. I'm back down to 218, praise God. And I'm headed to 175 for this girl's wedding, praise God. And I told her, I said, when I get to 175, I'm wearing a suit jacket with no shirt on. It's going to be awesome. So we eat out a lot. Back to the story, back to the Jesus part. Back to the Jesus part. We eat out a lot, and since I am more disciplined than I was, I don't eat like I used to. These girls can tell you, we go to a steakhouse every Monday afternoon for lunch, usually us three. And I get a salad, do I not? Salad. I don't get steaks. I get a salad. It's even shocking to the waitress because she sees me and looks at me and she's like, are you sure that's all you want? You don't want any protein on it? But when I do go and eat out, eat steaks and eat fried shrimp and all these things, I always order more than I can eat. And then at the end of the meal, the wait staff will say, would you like a to-go box? But because I'm full, listen to this revelation. Because I'm full and I don't like leftovers, I always say, no, thank you. They say, are you sure? You only ate half your steak. You only ate half of the shrimp. Are you sure? But the real reason is not because I don't like leftovers. The real reason, here's the revelation, church, it's because I'm full in that moment. And I'm not understanding that in 2 hours I'll be hungry again. Not 8 hours, 2 hours. I'll need a snack before I get home. But I wonder how many in the room have wasted opportunities that God has placed in our lives because we got fat and full on the miraculous. And then when God showed up daily and wanted to move in the fragments and in the small things and in the small moments, we say, no, thank you, Jesus, I'm full. And the problem is that's where we get pharisaical and like Sadducees, is because we think that that's a good thing. I'm still full. No. Hunger and thirst. You will be filled, but you're going to be hungry and thirsty in another hour. And so the fragments and what you thought was going to be wasted, God said, you better get that to-go box, because I'm going to use that not only to feed you the next time, that's going to be the seed for your next epic harvest. Stand on your feet. Nothing wasted. I've had this graphic burned into my brain for 7 months. For those of you, and I'll give Erica, we're giving her a lot of love today because she's an amazing person. All the other graphics that you see on this wall, Jaden and Erica do those graphics. But every graphic you see, sermon series, I still do all of those myself because I want them to look a certain way. And I've had this in my brain for 7 months. Nothing wasted. Nothing wasted. And it's become a part of my prayer. God, I don't want to squander opportunities. God, I want to be present in this moment. God, I don't want to overlook people. I don't want to overlook opportunity. I don't want to overlook these things, God. Everything that you put around me, God, the fragments, I want to gather them together because it looks like so much, so little, but when I bring everything together and I put it back in God's hands, he says, that's what I'm going to feed you your next meal with, but that is seed for the next thing that I'm going to do in your life. I want to open the altar right now for those that are in this room that you feel that you've been in a season where you have questioned some of the things, the timing, you've questioned, man, God, it cost me a lot. I wasted that season of my life. Those are years I'll never get back. And I've got news for you. That's the world's view. Those are years you'll never get back. The Bible says he'll restore the years. Cankerworm, palmerworm, locusts have eaten. Said he will, in the first month, bring the former and the latter rain together. That's what I want. Floods don't happen automatically. It happens when fragmented water called raindrops happen in the same place, billions of them over time. We see the flood, but remember, the flood starts because of one raindrop somewhere. Don't discount the fragments. Don't discount the wasted moments. That you've been carrying hurt from a past relationship. You've been carrying pain from a past experience. I'm here to tell you, let that thing be a seed for God to use in your life. Let that be a seed. Cast your cares, cast that caring seed on Jesus, and let that seed become, praise God, the harvest of peace, of deliverance, of joy. I see tears streaming down people's faces. I see tears literally dripping off of chins onto shirts. That is a seed. Your tears in this moment are not wasted. I see strong men of God, leaders in this church, in this altar. I see friends and people that I've known for years in this altar, families coming to this altar. Nothing you have been through is wasted, church. Nothing that you have left beside is wasted. Let God gather those things. I'm gonna ask our prayer team to get ready to pray. They're already praying. We're anointing. We're laying hands. We got Living Way launch. Our new members here in just a little bit, but all of that can wait. There's a moment right now where people are letting go of how they felt about things, letting go of how they have let those things mess with their mind and mess with their spirit. Oh my God, I see young men on their knees shaking. Praise God, fist clenched on this altar, God. It has not been wasted, young man. Everything that you've been through, God is going to use it for His glory. He didn't send the pain, but He'll use that pain for His glory. All things work together for good. In the name of Jesus, Mario, God speaking to you. Rick, God speaking to you. Dante, Moses, God speaking to you. If you're in this house and you don't know Jesus, this is your moment. Mike, can you come down and help us pray? Lori, I don't know if you can help us pray. We'd love for you to just lay hands and anoint and speak and encourage in the name of Jesus from the left to the right, God, right now. Move. If you're in this house, nothing is wasted. But don't waste your life living for yourself. If you don't know Jesus, this is your call. Salvation comes only at the name of Jesus. Heaven comes only at the name of Jesus. This is your moment. This is your moment. We are pausing for you to say yes to Jesus. It is the difference between life eternally with Him or without Him. Heaven and hell is on the line with this decision. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, this is your moment to receive that power. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will quicken, make you alive. If you want to be baptized in water, we're here to make that happen today. You don't have to wait. It is Baptism Sunday, which is every service here at Living Way. We're ready. If you've got an addiction burning a hole in your pocket, in your purse, in your car, bring that right now and lay it on this altar and say, God, I'm done with that. Here's a piece, God, a broken piece, but I'm bringing it to you. Don't throw it in the trash at the house, because that addiction might cause you to get in the trash and dig it back out. Come and lay it on this altar. God, here's an imperfect piece of my life that I'm giving to you. And that becomes seed for deliverance. Whatever you need, we're praying. We're ready. You got sickness in your body, let's pray about healing. That's a broken piece. You got things going on in your family, with your kids, your husband, your wife, let's pray about it. In Jesus.